I don't know how much I lost, but...
Okay, the... oh, well. It's not the Gersa which is bad in this Gemara, but it is the... the order. And again, in Ashasi on the side, he sees a very long Gui in Ashas. Aleph, it goes to the next page, so he changes the order. It's not actually very long, because there aren't too many words on each line in Gui and Ashas. But I want to read it the way he has it, even though it's slightly not exactly the way the Gemara is. If you take a look, the way it's supposed to read it in the Gui and Ashas, starting from Ksiv B'Tamid, and that's opposite. If you look in the Gemara, which is in front of us, it says Shmos Lamed in the last citation in Torah Or. Yeah. Look four lines down, five lines down from below the Gemara, the line starts for Eini Yodea. You see that? Six lines down.
Yeah.
Okay, opposite that in Gilin Hashas, due east Gilin Hashas, Ksiv B'Tamid, directly to the right. Ksiv B'Tamid? Okay, so I'm going to read from there. Ksiv B'Tamid, it says by Tamid, Baboker. Ube'etzim Baboker. It says by Tamid Baboker, it says by the wood, Boker. Yachtim Dovash Nemar Baboker Baboker. However, by the wood it says Baboker Baboker. So the wood, which says Baboker Baboker, comes first. L'Dovash Lo Nemar Bo'el Boker Echo. Or the Karm Tavit says Boker. Says more monochrome. What are we talking about? Imle varim. This is all quote. This way, all these way, the ways are in the Gemara. Imle varim. If we're talking about vis-a-vis the limbs of the carbon tomid, obviously, a loc eats him. The like wood.
Must mean the like wood.
It doesn't mean the like wood. It means is that in order to burn the varim, you must have wood, right? So obviously the wood has to be in the Mizbeach before they burn, right? That's obvious. You don't need a baboker, baboker for that. Because you must have wood before you have limbs to burn. Or rather, you must burn wood before you burn limbs, right? So that's what's going on in Hashas. Vayinu she'ein tzarech l'zeh kra. You don't need a bus of baboker, baboker. The baseball, I mean, the mitzada svara eitzin komim. Obviously, logically, wood comes first, right? Because it has to come first. Ella cannot come in. Rather, questions like this. Avilu l'dama. How do we know that even the dama of the tummy comes before the etzim? Because there's no, the blood of the tummy may or may not become before the etzim. The dama of the tummy doesn't come before the etzim, it does not come before the etzim, right? In other words, the dam, it doesn't require etzim because the dam goes on the side of the mitzvah. What's the status of the blood? Does the blood precede the wood, or does the blood not precede the wood? So says the Gemara, it says the Korban of the Ginashas, rather, Elokeinu Kehav, Vil L'dam V'ayinu She'etzim Kol Mi'af L'dam Tami. Does the wood come before the blood of Tami? The Gemara says yes. God says, Baboker, Baboker, by wood. By Tumam Tami, it says, Baboker. By the wood it says Baboker Baboker, so the Eitzim come first. V'akar kach maschil l'drosh, and then we start dashing. Ksiv it says Baboker b'tomi. It says Baboker in the morning by Tomi. See b'ktoris Baboker Baboker. It's b'ktoris by Boker Baboker twice. Yakim davar. So let's bring first that thing. Shemar Baboker Baboker, which is Ktores, the Dovah Shalunemar Boel Baboker. The sign which only says Baboker once. Me'atafilu Domo Yukta Ktores. So if that's the case, the Ktores should be brought in before the blood of the Tommy, because the blood of the Tommy still has only got one Baboker, and Ktores got two Babokers, right? Again, Yak Dovah Shalunemar Boel Baboker Baboker, Dovah Shalunemar Boel Baboker. So therefore let the Ktores come before the blood of the carbon tamid. Shenemar Baboker Baboker Shnei Poem to the Boker twice. Rabbi Yehuda said a very interesting logic to refute that, or a very interesting drosha. He says, Taseh, It says, Ta'aseh, do it.
The person will do it.
Hiknibo Maisa. It says, do it first. It says, by tell me the word Ta'aseh. Ta'aseh means?
Do it first.
What first?
The Tommy. Where did
Ta'aseh? No, the word Tommy comes first.
No. I might talk Torah goes first because it says Baboker, Baboker. But I told him it says Boker. So that's why he says Dash word Ta'aseh. Just do it. Which means do it as soon as possible, right? That's right. Ta'aseh ikni momach. Too bad other members are not here tonight. Amayel Ta'aseh ikni momaiseh. Vayin sha'asiyah sadom koidim. To make you the blood should be first. You can't adam koidim l'ktores. Uktores ne'mar ba'boker ba'boker. And although the blood where it says ta'aseh comes before the ktores where it says ba'boker ba'boker koidim l'akrovas evorim bilvad. It does come before, however, only before the bringing of the evorim. V'chaka maslu l'joshna continue darshing or begin to darshing. Ksi beit ba'boker ba'boker. So we're even Stephen, right? Which comes first? The eight of the chloris. Who says the Gemara of any day is the active? Me machshu. Says I'll tell you what. We had this previously. Who's machshu? Who prepares the way for which? So the wood prepares the way for the chloris. Do you remember why?
The wood has to be burning.
Why?
What has to be burning?
Before the Ktoris, why? Tmachshu the Ktoris, why? Very Balabatish.
Put the Ktoris on the fire?
Right. You need burning wood in order to make the Ktoris. So therefore, Eitim have got to come before Ktoris. Even though both say Baboker, Baboker, logically, the wood has to come first. Okay? So, Torah's Kohen says simply in Parsha, Parsha base. Now, Zem action that it has, Yisachameh, come see, which is like Toshman Yushamu. Hainu, Achreikik, meaning, Achreikik, Fanil, Mata, Eitzin, Kohen, Misadam, which already know that wood cup precedes blood. Mikro, on the bus, the Baboker, Baboker. Because there's a boker, boker. But Dam Koinim the Ktoris and the blood comes prior to the Ktoris. Find me cross the Tasik of the Basak of Tasik. Just do it. Kido Amar, going to the top now of the next page. Kido Amar Rabbi Elo, like Rabbi Elo said. The Tamer Achein. So if that's the case, you're going to say it this. The Mishum Deitzim Achshen as a Ktoris Konmi Lahem. And because the Eitzim go precede the Ktoris, that's when they come first. The Tepu Klei Shaktoris Achar Adam. Anyway, the Ktoris comes after the blood. Barei to Kodmul Adam, and the wood comes before the blood. So I know already, if wood comes before the blood, so and blood comes before the Ktoris, right? So Ktoris comes after the wood, right? Zem Rabbi Elo said, Lo Shalo Zachisido Minadin. This is not because I could not learn it out logically or intuitively. It's not that we need to learn out that wood comes from the Ktoris, that you just put that intuitively. I don't need that. We just proved that it has to be that way, because the way you position the blood. And the reason why I need this rice as the horus, they teach us, Hey, mach shirin. That what is the heksha for the ktoris? We should not have you on boin meimar, because there was some who might have thought the holy mach shirin. Maybe it's not the wood. Maybe it's the coals which come after the wood, right? Obviously, it's equivalent. But the bottom line is the wood might not be considered to be machshir. Oh, Krabulezer, maybe the mal osher machshir. Interesting logic. I don't understand. Now, this is the Maloshin, that special ingredient which made it go straight up. That's the Machshir of the Zuktoris. Right? Can you get that? So, therefore, they have to tell me that I know what's Machshir of the Ktoris and why does it come first? It's the Eitzim, which are Machshir of the Ktoris. Okay, Benin, getting back to the Gemara, all that was just the first, the Gemara from the beginning until 5 minutes in the bottom. Nehemar Vatami Ben Arbaim. See that? Nehemar Vatami Ben Arbaim says by Torah Ben Arbaim. Nehemar Ktoros Ben Arbaim says by Ktoros Ben Arbaim. Samach Leneros. I sorry. Nehemar Vatami Ben Arbaim. Nehemar Ktoros Ben Arbaim. Samach Leneros. By Talmud it says, Talmud Shabbat says, Ben Arbaim, believe it or not. And by Ktoris Ben Arbaim, it says Ben Arbaim also. But Samach Neros, but adjacent to the campus. So which comes later? So it says, Nehemar Ben Neros, it says by Kams, Merva Boker. Merva Boker means, and we darshan early in the Mesechta, it's the last thing done in the evening. The candles are the very last thing. Right? So you chardovish nemo ben arbaim sochaner. So logic dictates that that which it says ben arbaim and is adjacent to the candles, meaning the Torah, should come later than the dovish lona barba el ben arbaim. The same way it only says ben arbaim altogether. Says more fine, accept that. But the thing is, I just read in our Mishnah that the nesachim of the talmud shben arbaim on the brisa, the nesachim of the talmud shben arbaim come after. The Torahs and the Neros.
How come?
Neros is supposed to. They're supposed to be the last thing, right? So how could that be, right? So me'atul in the Sochin. Rabbi Hila said, interesting point. Taseh icherbo. It says taseh by the Ben Arbaim, Torah Ben Arbaim. So that icherbo. Just like we had Taaseh, just do it in the morning to make it earlier. You have Taaseh in the afternoon to make it later. Alright, so what part of the Korban Tomei can we do later? The Nesachim, the Korban Tomei we do later. Rabbi Vum Barachia, Boy Kamri, Rabbi Yula said, yes, how can you say this? In the morning, Hochat Omer Taaseh, Hikti Bo Maisa, makes you do stuff earlier. The Kohat Omer Taaseh, Ikh Bo Maisa, makes you stuff do earlier. Later, it's not consistent. There's more. Rabbi Hillel said, "Come minush and minush kinyano. Every minush is dashed according to its own particular circumstances. Tamit shachar b'chlam u'uchor haya. Tamit shachar would have been later because it says baboker only once by tamit shachar. So what does Taaseh do? It throws it awry. What is going awry in something which is later? Makes it earlier, right? Tamit shabein arbayim b'chlam muktamaya. Tamit shabein arbayim." Was to begin with earlier because it doesn't say it adjacent to the candles, right? It says Ben Arbaim, but not adjacent to the candles. So therefore, if you have a Taaseh to throw it a kilter, where would that throw it? Later, okay? So I'm sure you don't seem too impressed.
No, because it's not consistent. The Taaseh should be early.
No, because Taaseh is change course.
Okay.
That's what Taaseh means. So
the opposite of what you think.
Right. Matam lomer taaseh ichabam maisa. Vava Rabbi Zira mekalei slay. Rabbi Zira praised Rabbi Wumar Chiyo. Azaya shakoyach rav and said to Rabbi Drosha. Rabbi Hila. He praised Rabbi Hila. But tzavach lehen, he called him Bani the rice of the Torah contract. Builder of Torah. Okay, yeah. I don't know. I guess we're not so impressed. But that's what you call him. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, getting back to the other issue of our Mishnah, they used to heat up slugs of metal, we said, in order to heat up the mikvah. So Tanya, we learned, Tanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, Ashot Yerusha Barzol Yomasichon Osam Erev Yom Kippurim. They used to take slugs of metal and heat them up Erev Yom Kippur, Matiyan Tov Tzvani, and throw them into the cold water. Kidei Shetofi Tzinosim, in order that they should cool off heat up.
Wait a minute, aren't you? It's not like the Bible. The Bible said you're refining the metal slugs. Hashem is saying you're extinguishing them. Different melacha. It's like mechaber, right? Not like this mechaber. Ela mizrak was still because mesaver Rabbis and Meitzer Rabbis said shein all the smalachs from Yom Kippurim. Maybe you want to say that there's no such thing as melacha from Yom Kippur, which is laughable. More doesn't mean that's right. So says Martin, no. El Rabbi Rabbi Shimon Amud Davar Echad. But let's say the Rabbi Rabbi Shimon said the same thing, which means Melacha Shenet Tzuchel Gufa is Potter. Melacha Shenet Tzuchel Gufa means you're not doing melacha for the proper purpose. Normally, when you extinguish the fire, it's in order to make coals. These are the basic mikvahs to do it in Mishkan. So therefore, since you're not extinguishing the fire in order to make a coal out of the steel ball or whatever slug it is, so therefore, says the Gemara, it's not considered to be that kind of amlecha Shabbos. It's amlecha shein tzuchu lugufa, amlecha shein tzuchu lugufa's potter, right? Says my kapi. Locate some name, Rabbi Yosef Shimon Shneim Rabu Dover Echad. Then we learn Rabbi Yosef Shimon both say the same thing. And according to you, name Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Shimon Shloshin Amru Dover Echad. Which has to do with the Mishnah by Memalikin, where what kind of wicks you can extinguish on Shabbos. I don't want to get into that. But Shmachloka says, obviously it doesn't allow Rabbi Yosef Shimon Rabbi to all to be one big happy family. Right? So, look, name Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Elam Isbar, so Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi holds another thing, a very interesting thing. She ain't to let us age gaish. Yes, you're not allowed to make coals on Shabbos, but what are you not allowed to make coals with? Charcoal. What's charcoal? Wood. That's a classic example. This is metal. Metal is not called aish in Halacha. Metal is called tolos aish, because it's heated up by fire, but it's not fire in and of itself. So therefore you would say there's no, this is the rice in extinguishing a glowing hot rice, glowing metal on Shabbos, right? Elokini, so this is what we learned. So Rabbi Yisrael Meimar ain't told us aish keish, extinguishing something which is made heat and fire, it's not like extinguishing the fire itself. Whereas Rabbona Tzari Meimar, they ought to let us aish keish, that it is like aish, therefore not allowed to extinguish metal on Shabbos of Yom Tov. Okay? Asamar V'yecham L'chamin, instead of going through the slug business, just heat up hot water for them and pour it into the cold water. That'll do it, because we do nowadays in the mikvah, right? Heat up hot water and pour it in the kombin. Rabbi Yosher Yeshua Barabin, Rabbi Simchon Barabin, Yina Basus, he said, no, Tamad Adain Tani, the reason for this bright or for this logic, not to do that way, is Shloy Omrim Roin, who coined Koral Tavil, Maim Shuvim, Yom Kippur, so people say, we saw a coin girl going to the mikvah, Maim Shuvim, and drawing water to Yom Kippur. People see him going to the mikveh, right, in and beforehand, going and pouring hot water into it. People say, "Oh, it's not a real mikveh; it's my injuvim, it's drawing water. This water's hot." So therefore, he didn't want that to happen. So therefore, we didn't pour hot water in and pour it in hot slugs. Okay. Hey, deal with base apart. They brought into the base apart. Okay, shows, and this is in the holy area.
This really is one long story of Kishit Haim Raglai.
All right. Parsu, if you're based in Kodesh, was in the Kodesh. Parsu, Sarin, Shabbat, Ben, Lameram, they put a sheet again between him and the nation. Kiddush, Shodav, Ragla, Pasha. First the Kishon Haim Raglaim, then he took off his clothes. That's kind of common. Remember the opposite. Pashat, he took off his clothes, then Kiddushah the Raglaim, but Tavlin went to the mikvah. All of them, he stopped it. He be a little beat, they love him, they brought him the white garments. The Lovash, first put him on, then Kiddushah the Raglaim. Now here it doesn't say Remeir argues, the question is whether he does argue. B'shachar hay a Lovash, Kiddushah Shemos Ramona, in the morning he put on $12 worth. Rabbi mean doing show Shmona Zuz, $8 worth of Rameir. Chomre Meshach Elavosh Puzin show Shmona Sarmona, $18. I've seen many more than dollars. Uvein Arbaim show Shnema Sar, $12. Kosh Lo Shimona Otska is 30 Mona. Elu Naita Maknish, this is what he gets from his expense account. He brought to the license, he wants to add Moise Mishlo, he adds on from his own funds. So let's do a little bit of the market. Right down there, what's logical and mayor that you first do? Take off the clothes and you wash. Parshat b'kidesh v'rochatz b'kidesh. Says you should do pshita, then you should wash. As I state, take off, then wash. And so do we assume v'rochatz b'kidesh, you first go to the mikvah, then you wash again. In other words, the kiddush of Dan Raglaim sandwich the mikvah. So it's take off clothes, kiddush, mikvah. Kiddush, put on clothes, put on there. That's what we assume, right? My time, Rabbanu, what's the last Rabbanu? Poshat v'lavash is a gzera shava between Poshat and Lavash. He gives pshita l'visha, so pshita is like l'visha. Ma l'visha mekadesh, you're mekadesh after you put on the clothes. Ha pshita mekadesh, and mekadesh will still have the clothes on. So when Rabbanu, it's the exact opposite. Mekadesh, kiddush, take off clothes, go to the mikvah, put on clothes, then do another kiddush. So according to Rav Meir, the bookends are the wearing of clothes, and everything takes place in the middle. According to Rabbanan, the bookends are the dressing, and everything else takes place in the middle. Not clear?
The first thing you said is the bookends of the wearing of clothes.
Right. Rav Meir, wear clothes.
Yeah.
Then you take them off. Kishadayim Raglayim, mikvah, Kishadayim Raglayim, put on clothes. Rabbanan, Kishadayim Raglayim, take off clothes. Mikvah, put on clothes, Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Okay? So, Omrei Munir, Kuhn Rav Yudin said a very strange question. Haldayin Ramei, Kuhn Ramei, Rechitza Chotetz, is the only thing separating between the two Kiddush Adayim Raglayim is Rechitza. I assume the basis of the question is not enough of Chetzitza to warrant two Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. To warrant two Kiddush Adayim Raglayim should require you to have something more substantial between them going to the mikvah. So that's why he's a proponent of having actually the clothing changes between the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim and the mikvah. Armalei Mizbar Ad Sofer Ad Rav Meir. You're making a mistake, Rav Meir, because you weren't like me, I said before, that the bookends are the way of the clothes. It's not a mistake. It's not true. It's not emes. The one bookend is clothes, right? You take off your clothes, then you do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, then you do Rechitza, right? Then you need to go to the mikvah. But, and then, according to you, you thought then you need some kaddish again, then you put on clothes again. So only after you choose one condition, the second condition is the tefillah. It's not true, and it came. First you take off your clothes, then you make Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, then you wash away and so forth the way you had it. But then, Lavash Bikidesh. First do Levisha and then do Kiddush afterwards when you come out of the mikvah. Okay? So now, like we assumed our mission was. Shlomar achas pashut v'achas lavu shteim labon. Now, this is a very interesting machlokas. So interesting that maybe we'll leave it for tomorrow. But the question is whether Kiddush Adayim Raglayim is on yesterday, the clothes, not yesterday, how clothes you were just wearing, how clothes you're about to wear. We are on the Daf Tes Ayin Amud Beis. Oh, by the way, sorry. Shmuel is we're on Tes Ayin Amud Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down. Shmuel Amar. Achas Boshut Vachas Lovush. Both the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim one does. When one removes the clothes and when one wears when puts on the clothes, Shteim Labo, they both will cover the begadim which he's putting on, and not for the begadim he's taken off. Our Kapar says the exact opposite. Amar Achas Labo, Achas Lo Shavar, both the ones which he does when the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim he does after the Tefillah, and the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim before the Tefillah, Shteim Labo, Shlevosh, for the begadim he's taking off, not for the begadim he's putting on. So Rabbi Yochanan said, well, we can agree about two of them. How come on him, everybody agrees in Kiddush HaRishon that the first Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, the Morei Shul Abo, it's about the one it's about to do. Because the first Kiddush Adayim Raglayim in the morning is preceded by Big Day Chol, right? Now, obviously you're not doing Kiddush Adayim Raglayim for the weekday garments. And vice, and along these lines, on Rabbi Yochanan, come on him, Kiddush HaRishon, Shuma'ak. That's one which must be done. The other ones, maybe yes, maybe no, but that one must be done. What teaches us this? What Pasuk teaches us this? Matam kukasolam darosechem. It says a law for all time. Amrei biyochlan akol moedim. Everybody agrees. Kiddush achron. The last kiddush of the day is shul l'shavar. That's for the garments you're putting on. Because again, you're wearing the street clothes. It can't be for the garments you're putting on now, right?
Is there any
which machlokas?
The machlokas between the mayor and the rabbanan about.
No, they're not arguing about the placement of it. Their
machlokas isn't the machlokas.
Whether it's before you take off the clothes, no. Yeah, but they don't discuss whether it's before you take off the clothes or after you take off the clothes, but it's not necessarily has any reflection on whether they're for the previous change or the next change. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't have learned like either of them. I would have learned that
I think the Pashup Shah way of learning is that the Kishtarva Gaim would take off the clothes for the last clothes, and the Kishtarva Gaim put down the clothes for the next clothes. Right? But here we have two other alternate explanations. It's either one, two, or three. It's either one for one, the other for the other, or both for the previous, or both for the next, right? And the way you learn Pashut is that it's one for one and one for the other. That's the way I always learned the Bavli.
I'm listening to Mark for saying Achas.
Both the one coming up and the one done are for the garment that you're taking off. Stay lovish to those who was the Gilin of Frying Viva Chay. I didn't bring it out because I didn't feel it was necessary. Gilin of Frying Viva Chay is good. Stay lovish. Stay lovish. Shakfar lovish. Shakfar lovish. Okay? So that's a big difference. Amrav Yosef Rabin says, Mazdis Amrakin. The Mishnah says that the last Kishan Amrav Glam is obviously going on the previous, not because it says, right? The lovers should put on his own clothes to put on. So obviously it's not for that. It makes no sense. Rabbi Yochanan Amar v'lovsham, he says, levisham makavis, wearing the clothes is impediment, benkin shadayim raglayim makim, nakin shadayim raglayim. Except, of course, for the first one of the day, as he said before, that's necessary. It says chukas olam derosam. It's going on something. It must be going on the first kisha darman glam of the day. Okay. Now the carbon takes out the next line, and we go to the word kidei. You see the word kidei with the star next to it. Well, it's not supposed to be kidei. It's supposed to be the word bat. Bat. Bat means you pull him. The garment should be doubled. Now, I don't know the etymology of the word bat, but somehow bat means a double thickness of material. And here specifically in this context, it means that the material worn by the Kohen Gadol, by the Kohanim, was very thick, right? It had strands of threads twisted together in order to form the strands of the threads of the garment. And those, there were 24 strands in each thread bundle, so each thread was very thick. So the garments of Kohen Gadol were double thick. That's what it means. Cool. For tznius reasons, probably, you know, because we said before that otherwise they become somewhat see-through. So therefore, they were thick in order not to be see-through. Yes. Yeah. But for some reason, the word bad itself means, I don't know why. Again, I'm not sure, but that's what he says. The Kamina look, Rabbi Yosef, this usage of the word the bad is not like Rabbi Yosef's. We'll see in a minute. He has another usage for the word bad. Rishon Rabbi Yitzchak lo nachas the basis of bad. Rishon Yitzchak didn't come to the base of marriage. Coming, Rabbi Zira, so he met up with Rabbi Zira. Amalei says, "Ma chadati navelachom? What chiddush do you have today? Base marriage on the base of marriage? Yom Adin today." Omar Lei, but name, and somebody said, Bat you fool. Who is it? Whoever it is, not clear. Omar, so somebody said, Bat means you fool. The climbing at Lok Rabbi Yossi, it's like Rabbi Yossi, as we learned now, we'll learn now. Again, the Tani, where we learned, Lubnei Arata, said, Kutonos, which make garments. Rabbon Amrei Shteknos Kol Echav Echav. It says plural garments, so everybody's supposed to have two change of clothes every coin. Rabbi Yosef Marfil Ktonos Achas Kol Echav Echav. Even one change of clothes for each coin. My time the Rabbon, what's large Rabbon? The Neron Taseh Kutanos plural makes sense. My time Rabbi Yosef, so what does Rabbi Yosef do with this pasuk? He says the Mei Bnei Aron Taseh Kutanos doesn't mean two per person. It means for all the many children of Aron that they'll be, make them shirts. But that's the word bad. Here finally found Rabbi Yosef's the word bad. Shiyu chadosh means that they should be new clothes, not used. So this is more. Wait a minute. Himay machul yibash chokim. If you want to say new, that they should not be used. So, Vatani Levesham Filish Chokim, it says you can use used garments. Now,
The thing is like this. Here, use doesn't mean what use usually means. Use usually means that another kohen wore them, and you're wearing them now for the avodah. But that's not what it means here, because here, you're allowed to wear another kohen's garments. There's no inherent iser. What it means is shchakim, garments that are made for a head yod, for not a kohen head yod, for common usage. So the question is, let's say I have some good big day kuna from Chveis, a play, or a movie, of the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash, right? Can I use them? So then he says, no, Bar means you chadoshim. So it's more is that, Imoim actually bar shchokim, Latai levoshim avilu shchokim. Well, it doesn't say that you can wear it even if they're worn. For the Kohanim, so says it's a machlokas. It's like the following machlokas, very interesting classical Yerushalmi connection. Or shibdul shein kameya, you have a piece of leather, a piece of parchment, which you made in order to make an ambulance, which is a chol usage, right? So mutar lichtov lo mezuzah. So you're allowed to write a mezuzah. Tanakam says rabban, or shigamliel oser. Shigamliel says it's prohibited. So the thing is, it's interesting to say machlokas. You take something which is intended for a mundane usage, and then make it for a sacred usage. Okay. Now the next gemara is all messed up. From here to almost the bottom of the Amud is all messed up, and the Gilyon Ephraim changes around everything, mamish everything. But in order to spare you that, though it might make life harder from a pshat perspective, I'm trying to explain it without having to resort to the Shino Girsos. I have here written the dime down on the side, but I'll see if I can do it without resorting there. He just cuts and pastes text from all over the page. We thought, that the machlokas is when you go from Hediyot L'Gavoa. That's the machlokas. L'Gavoa, lo. But going from Gavoa to Hediyot is not a problem. It's definitely a problem. Right, there's no machlokas. You definitely can't take a garment which is designated for gavur. Right, ma'alim b'goshel marid. I mean, not time for that which you learned. How do we? Why do we say that? It says that holy stones have to be quarried in holiness. And in the holy deed, in holiness, they were quarried. And be they kosher tzuchet harigosim b'kodesh, v'kodesh yargu, and holiness they should be woven. However, Amar Rabbi Chanina, despite the fact that it sounds like you have to make it in kodesh, and that Amar Chanina b'shem Rabbi Yassi b'machlokas, that it's still a machlokas. Kodomer teaches us afukavah plikin. If it was made the gavoa, they argue. The tani is we learn to also clear the gavoa, actually establish the gavoa. If you make a clear the gavoa before gavoa actually uses it, mutually establish by the otaka head, you can use it. You can downgrade. Had you mission establish the gavoa only once it was used for gavoa, also establish the head.
Doesn't the charis that was made and has not been used yet
to
be downgraded?
You got it. It's machlokas. Look, v'atani osa kli gavoa. What about the word says osa kli gavoa should not be used by an ediot? Right there we had also the same machlokas. So the machlokasim are similar, just like you have machlokas from Hedio to Gavoa, so they have the same machlokas from Gavoa to Hedio.
What process does it
ensure that
you go through any action?
Good question. Glad you asked it. Warren's going to answer it. Aren't you excited?
No, that I should have just waited.
Chunav Shere Abon and Tamon said, Tipater. Now, this is going on a kli which is made for Gavoa, that it's also Lehejot. He says, you know what? could be really a kli which is also gavah. It's takamutar legend. Maybe the only time it's also is when shepa mili trumas alishko, when it's made from trumas alishko, like a kli sharis, because then it's kadosh from the gittin. It was made for the purpose of gavah, but not actually consecrated. So then he's saying for sure he can downgrade it. The only issue was it made from trumas alishko, so it was actually holy already. In that case, you can't downgrade it.
Once it's consecrated, it's not made
anymore. Right.
What is consecrated?
It was made from kosher beta kabbalah's funds.
That's the consecration.
Right.
Not that you had in mind as you're making as you're fashioning.
Right. No. Then Dake could be, you could. Then he would say, in that case, you can't downgrade. It's only if it's made for trumas alishko, leish mamin aklum. And we wouldn't infer anything about downgrading some which is only made with intent. Now, what you ask, Kli Yisharis made Masayim Kedoshim. When the Kli Yisharis become Kodesh? Miyad, immediately when they're made, or B'shas Tashmish, or when they're used. Either when Miyad Nichav, you say immediately when they're made, then that's good. I understand what you just said, Trumas Alishka. But besides that, Either B'shas Tashmish, if you say they only become Kodesh at the time of the use, I got a problem. Kachas and Kedoshim is word Mishnah, you miskachin. That means at the moment you pour Chveis and Mincha into it, at that moment it's got to be Kadosh, and it has to be able to be Makadosh and Mincha at the same moment. Agit of Yodhi Boim Kachas, right? The two things, how can it happen simultaneously? Where do we have such a thing? Nicho Shamosh. So I understand by Moshe's generation, Sheis Kachim, Sharon, and Mishcha, they were sanctified. By holy oil, Baram Shlomo, but by Shlomo's time when they no longer had holy oil, Kach Saint Kodesh Miskachim, or they become Kodesh and Mekadesh, that which ends them at once. Then why, no, I have a cute cop for you. The Knesset starts when they enter Israel, Hoyim Mefani Mitoch Shamosha. They would put Menachos into Moshe's Keli, which is ready Kodesh, and put that Mincha into Moshe Rabbein, into the Keli of Shlomo. So it didn't have to be Mekadosh to Mincha. Mincha was already Kodesh. On the contrary, Mincha was Mekadosh it. That's how they worked, right? So that's more, okay, what about Lo Yashem Shemosha? So what about they didn't have any of Moshe's canons left? Ka'achasin Kodesh Miskashi, does it work simultaneously? Furthermore, Ba'alasiminah Goylo. What did they do when they came up from the second base of Mikdash? You're going to say maybe that they used to put from Shlomo's claim and theirs. What about if there was none of Shlomo left? They couldn't find it. So, of course, it's such a good question. Yerushalmi doesn't bother answering it. Period. We go on.
What happened to the Kiyam
Rakhashvirushalmi? It's a good question. I guess that would be the Shiloh, whether they came back or not. None of the other, very good. Avonim shechotzen l'shem meis. Asrei mano. Now, a stone's also quarried for the purpose of a dead body. They're forbidden mano l'shem L'shem chai l'shem meis, if you quarried for the purpose of chai and purpose of meis, you didn't designate which is which, mutarim mano, then they're mutar mano. Hazorikli, if they mitosh l'shem meis, if somebody tosses a vessel within before the coffin of a dead person, the tochar ba'amos, if it's within 4 amos, and he intended, of course, to bury it with the dead person, also ba'anos, it's also for anybody else to use. Kol chutzar ba'amos, if he was that bad aim, lands more 4 amos away from the dead person, muta ba'anos, it's permitted to you get hung up from it. Getting back to Yom Kippur. As the pasuk says, uposhat rochatz v'lavash. Now, pashat is take off. Rochatz is kushit arm reglaim. Then lavash is to put on again. But the word rochatz is in between those two words, and we can't identify which one it is more likely affiliated with. When in doubt, affiliated with both. That's where you get two kushit arm reglaim. Okay? Says the Gemara, Amay Lezer Rishim and Dinum. It's logic. He learned it slightly differently. Ultimately, he's also going to have to learn from Posu, though he starts out not that way. Amay Lezer Rishim and Dinum Tzkabachor, my Mokum Sheiton Tvila, a place where you don't require Tvila, meaning to enter the base of Mikdash. We know Mikra D, you don't have to toil for it through base of Mikdash. It's only Tvila Srach, right? Rabbana made such a takana. Right? So nevertheless, don't kiss the time of line. When you enter base meters, you have to kiss the time of line. Contra, don't feel up. Between changing garments, when you must do tefillah, koshke is not a kavachom, share tone, kiss the time of line, you have to assume to kiss the time of line. Says more, no. Not a good limbo. Boo. Tol chamashe beso. That's kind of like dial abomin adin lios kamido. But you can only extrapolate that which you know, not more than that, right? So it says, so imalan achos kol yom. You're going to learn from kavachom kiddush adayim raglaim every day. So say fine. Okay, so you have to kiddush adayim raglaim osan yom kippur, but maybe only one. It's like you have to do it every day once. Do yom kippur once. Dayel lapo min adin. But all we can learn when we learn kavachomer. Because Leos Kanidon is likely the source of Kav Chomer, not more. Say, if over here we acquire X amount, certainly over here we acquire X amount. But who says, if over here we acquire X amount, who's certainly over here can require 10X amounts? That makes no sense. So that's not a good Kav Chomer. Okay? So Tamalom, that's what it says, Upasha speak they love Bat. Takes off the garments. Shane Tamalom, Arshalavash. They didn't say that which you already wore. Also, that they knew. The what did we think? Don't you take off only that which you had on? In case Loman Amar Shalavash, why did say Shalavash? Hikish Pshita Levisha. There's a parallel drawn between taking off and putting on. Ma Levisha Pshita Levisha. Just like when you do Levisha, you do Mekasha Levisha in the process. A Pshita, so to me, take off. Mekasha Levisha, you do Mekasha Levisha in the process. Says the Gemara, Omer Imona, Lomi Stabra El Chiluf. Makes sense to say Chilufin, the other way around. Ekish Levisha Lepshita. The Levisha is like the Pshita. Just Ma Pshita Bekusha Dar Maglaim, Af Levisha Bekusha Dar Maglaim. Just when we take off, so do we put on. Nobody's exactly sure why it's more Pasha than the Pshita do Kishon, because the puzzle says Pasha Verochat Velovash. So how can you say you start the Kavachomo for the Limud from Pshita and go to Levisha, or from Levisha go to Pshita, they're both identical. So the Korbanator wants to say, really, Baobatish, that's because it says the word Parshat first. So it's Parshat to Rechitz when you take off, because it's a Parshat for Rachatz. Okay? Even though it could also be read for Rachatz, Levalavash, but because of the chronology of the Pasuk. Okay? Period. It said in the Mikdash, in the Mishnah, that in the Mishnah, that in the on Yom Kippur, it said in the Mishnah that you change garments midday. And in the morning you wear a garment of one type of wool, in the afternoon another type of wool, and I forgot which is which. In the morning Pilusim, in the afternoon Hinduim. Yeah, in the morning Pelusian, afternoon you wear Indian. That's like linen to change Egyptian flat linen and Indian linen. Okay? So it says the Gemara, I don't understand. Why don't you just put on a grade B Egyptian linen? Ain't Shani Shal Pelusian, isn't a second grade Pelusian you offer me a Rishon Shal Hinduian? Don't go down a notch. Don't go down to the next type of wool. Go down a level within the same kind of wool, right? It says Gemara, Misham Mila, the Shama Prut. But there's something from there, or a statement from there, they want to hear specifically, which is that you can go down a notch. In other words, yes, you're right. You could have said go to grade B of 1. Instead of go to grade A of 2. But we want to learn this. Tamatim we learned over there by Menachos. In terms of oils used for Menachos. A recent Shavrishon, the first oil squeezed out of an olive, Elam Ali Menos, nothing better than that. Hashem Shavrishon, and the second in the first batch, Rishon Sheni, the first and the second batch, Shravin, their equivalent. So, Vein Sheni, Shabrishon, Yofim, mean Rishon Shabrishani. And the Sheni Shabrishon, the second and the first batch is no better or no worse than the first and the second batch. So Mishon Mele, the Shama Prute, so because that which we heard from over there as well, which is that the first and second batch is no worse than the second and the first batch, so they ever wanted to sell, say, their Mishnah. Maikadu, what came out, Rav Nachman Amar B'Shem Ramona said, the reason why we wear more expensive garments and more is B'Shar Ksib Bat, I'm going four times, Mincho Ksib Bat only says Bat once. Okay, Maiser, this we had in the valley, but here it appears differently. It's a happier ending. Maiser Rabbi Shmuel ben Pipi, Shulav Ashkutnas, he wear a garment, a shirt, the man wants close to 100 money to make. Vodika Gamizrech, he went up in Mizrech. Maiser Elizabeth Kharsum, Shulav Ashkutnas, Beshtay Rebo, well, cut $2,000. Vodika Gamizrech, went to sacrifice Mizrech. Oh, Vario Soach of Akwani. And his brother's kind of took him down. Why? They should have been near Mitoko Oron because it was see through. So, Ma'asa, how do you do in order to make an oyster see through? Milo Samayim, he dunked it in water. The sieves on his bare shirt and went around his bare seven times until it dried. But it expanded because of the water which was trapped in it. So that made it not see through because nobody could see through it anymore at that point. So, according to. Okay? Back to the Mishnah. Both the way to the Paro Shane and Paro.
I'm going to have to let you go early again tonight.
This is bad. Cheat. Both the way to Paro. So he came to his calf.
To his bull.
Well, Paro made Milul Israel stand between the Ulam and his Bech. Rosh Hadarim facing south, upon the Marav, and its face to the west. According to Mishra, the coin stood on the east, upon the Marav facing west. He put his two hands in his father, and this way you say, oh, no, Hashem, I am my household, they don't need machrov, and they would say borel shein kol machusel along by. Ezel tzvonim mizbeach shu kashy b'shchidas kashy kashy. What is the north side mizbeach? Remember this from the art scroll. There was a picture in the art scroll. Each tana, which area north of mizbeach they were machshu l'shchidas that ring a bell at all. There's a shaded picture in the art scroll.
Yeah.
So that's referring to this as well.
Rabi and C.
Rabi and C. Right. So Ezel Tzvon Shem Mizbeach Shu Kosher B'Shchitas Kotchi Kotchi. Because one of the most stringent opinions only Mikur Shem Mizbeach from the wall Mizbeach Tzvoni on the north side. Of course, our Zara Tzvoni due north to the north wall of the Beis Hamikdash of our Connecticut of course of Karasmati entire wall Yesha Gishloshim Shtayim Am, which is about 20-32 Amos. Give Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Divrei Rebbe, sorry. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon Omer, Mechub, Mekenega, Beisa Chalifos, you get extra room. Because you go from the Beisa Chalifos, which is part of the Ulam, right, of the Heichal, you get opposite that, Akenega Ben Ulam Mizbech, and opposite the area between the Ulam Mizbech that's also kosher.
Let's see if there's an article.
I can't find an article, but if this is the Mizbeach, and this is the. So, according to the first opinion, the Rebbe, it's directly opposite Mizbeach to the north wall, right? But actually, what is over there? It's directly out of the Mizbeach to the north wall. I get the idea. But if this is. If it's Pain Ulam Mizbeach also, so if this is the Ulam over here, right? So also this area counts as being opposite Mizbeach in the north. Now, says where Rebbe Mosi law. Oh, I should note that it says about Kosel Azar Mizrach. It's obviously a typo. The East Wall has nothing to do with it here. The East Wall appears in the next opinion, But if you could either take out those words, HaKos HaZor Mizrachi, or you could say they should say HaKos HaZor Tzfoni up to the north wall, which is more likely. Ray Mosibo Rebbe added yet another area, Mokad Jesus Ragli Yisrael, where the Yisraelim would stand, which was opposite the east, well, that was right next to the east wall. Rachadis Re'ama, Mokad Jesus Ragli, where the Glanim would stand, it's 11 Amma. The Kirshim is Be'ach Tzfoni, and this would be from the north wall of Mizbech and up to the north wall of the Beis Hamikdash, Vakol Sazor Mizrachi, and back towards the door, also toward the east as well. Okay, the next four or five words are erased. Rav Mafki L'Tamudei, Rav could command the students, B'chos Aravintani, everywhere you should learn, into the words here transposed, Zorik, that the Voda, which Koy must do, begins with Zrika. Chutzi Porek Sever Paradua, Haventani Shochi, because the Rav holds the Shechita, but we had this morning in the Bavli, the Shechita of the coin, the Shechita of the Paradua must be done by Kohen Gadol. Okay? We had this in the Bavli this morning too. Lomotzad Shechita Psula Bazar, we never found Shechita Psula by Azor, so therefore they can, the Shechita of a Paradua can be done by Azor as well. Esar Chia Barba, Esar Chia Boaz, because he doesn't say, V'shachat v'hiza, it says that you should shech the paraduma and then you should sprinkle its blood opposite Yerushalayim. Maya Zoya Luch Shavishu, it says, even though it's taking place on the Mount of Olives, that's Yerushalayim, it's quasi avoda. Luch Shavishu, so a woman can do that kish, as a man can. Avshkita Luch Shavishu, so let's say, the shechita of the korban or the paraduma also can't be done by woman. It must be done by a man. It can't be done by woman. Also, it can't be done by a zor. Right? Amalei said, he said, not true. I'll prove it to you this way. Later on, when you take water of the paraduma and sprinkle it on an individual's tummy, there a zor may do it, but a woman may not do it. Right? So you see the cases where a zor is kosher, a woman is possible. Armalese said that's different. Tam lace cuss of Kohen. There, by sprinkling the waters with the paraduma ashes, doesn't say Kohen has to do it. So lay them ilo cuss of ish. So what does it say, ish there? So lahakshir is azor. What are you going to say? To be machshir is azor? That cannot be. That it doesn't say Kohen. I know azor is okay, right? So it must be to preclude isha. And the way the Shai Torah starts to sort of read it, to make the next sentence make some sense, he isho ishu says, Elohotzi etzo ishu, must be to preclude a woman when it says ishu. Ramach, but here, by the beginning of the Ksiv Kohen, it says Kohen must do. So there if it says Kohen, who's or who isha, right? Zor and a woman are the same, vis-a-vis a Kohen, they're not Kohanim. Yitem ishuk sher b'zor mimele. See and say that the shechit is okay by the zor, the kosher b'isha it's okay for a woman to do as well. Rashab Rabbi Yitzhak Rabbi Yochum Shem Rabbi Shem Baruch Hai said, Parashu Lama Kippurim, but the shech, the Torah Kohen does require a Kohen. Lama Lomar B'Soyer, why does he mention also that the goat needs a Kohen? To carry out the shechat baby, because he needs a shechat baby. Ma'avah b'Kohen, abshechit b'Kohen, he says, the part of Yom Kippur, the Sawyer is poshut. That has to be done by a Kohen, right? Because it's what Kohen Gadol, right? Because it says that the shachat baby is shlechted and bring the blood. Above a Kohen, just like bringing over the blood of the Kohen, actually the Kohen, so the shchidus on the Kohen. Rabbi.
Because
it didn't say Kohen there, but here it does say Kohen. Okay, obviously Kohen has got to bring it. Who be via Kohen? So Rabbi Yaakov Rachav, Rabbi Yosef Shem Yochum, Sherev Shem Yochum said, "Parasay Shem Kohen, Sherev Kohen." Kohen is perspective again. The parasay Yom Kippur needs a Kohen. Amar Achina, Achina said. Barishoina who I'm there in the first part of the video he says on a hashem he's got Bushniamai the second part of the video he says Omer Omer on a bashem in the name of God meaning the machine please put one is asking God to give forgiveness. The other is invoking the name of God as the power of forgiveness, meaning God's name cleanses and purifies an individual. Tani get the mitzvah de alitu vidu. We had this in the Bible a few days ago. You do mitzvah de avisi poshati chotosi. First, avivonos, which are intentional. Poshati, the rebellions, and then chotosi, the unintentional. As it says, say Ovon Vapesha Bichato. Voyman, it says also, Bisvar love is called Avonus Bene Israel, the very mayor. Chachorim is saying, Avonus, it was also his intention. Troy, Melum, Ryan, those are rebellions. Chatoso, Melush Gogos, those are unintentional. Nachoshumar, Misvada was Doinus Vahmelodim. Once he was misvad already on the more severe Averus and on the rebellions, Uchayzim misvad on the Shkol, it's going to be misvad on the unintentional ones, it's out of order. El Kachim misvad, this is how it was misvad. On Hashem Chotos Yavisi Poshad Yilvenecho, and you basically now Aaron Kakusu Vateras Moshe Avdecho, so he did Chayt first, Shkoko, Avon, Mezid, and Poshad rebellions. Lay more as it is, Kimayom, as if a goimer van, Nimakra Boshek, but Mosulom, but the Chemotino there comes fine, and that's a normal way of doing the way. Dover Amachotanim, I was saying, no, first Chaitan Avino, Yershano, Yershano was being rebellious. Shlomo Amachotano Avino, Yershano, Tanio Machotano Avino, Yershano, Maranu, Afukachim is Vade. So to the Kohen Gadol b'mitzvat chatosi v'isi b'shati v'necho. Moshe Moshe Amos, so why did Moshe say? Wasn't Moshe bright? He didn't know what to say the right way? So Moshe Moshe Amos, no say, ova feshu chatosu. Loi mitzvat lo v'ko avonos b'nei Yisrael. Right? And when he came with you mitzvat, so says, more, no, there Moshe Rabbeinu was doing differently. Since he had a different agenda. Once he was mitzvat on his donos, and on the Maradim, Kilo and Shkogos, in other words, he wanted Kosh Baruch Hu to turn Zdonos to Shkogos. That's why he said it that way. Asar Paim Yah Kohen Gadol Maskil Hashem B'Yom Kippur, and that time the Kohen Gadol would mention the name Hashem B'Yom Kippur. Shishu B'Par, 6 by the Par, B'Shlosh B'Soyer, and 3 by the Soyer. Vachos were also 1 by the Lots. Hakroim, and those who were nearby, Neifel Pneim, they would pull on their faces. Arachokim, and those far away couldn't hear it, Ayumrim, Baruch Shem, Fulham, Moksu, Lomboed. A nace happened. Eil Ve'eloi, Uzazim, Yisham, they would not leave the base on Mikdash, Ajim, Yisham, until they forgot what they heard in terms of how to say the Shem Hashem. As it says, Zeshmi Li Olam is my name forever. It's missing a voice, so read Zeshmi Li Olam, it's a mitzvah to hide the name of God. Prishana Yom, Rekol Gavua. So originally, the Kohen Gadol would say it out loud. They would forget anyway, right? But after Shemishri Rabba approves it, right? So what did they used to do? Right? They used to forget it, so they used to write it immediately. The same motion as the Kohen Gadol says, I don't give her, right? So, Prutzim, it's not, right? They would say it in a Sato voice, in a low voice. All right. I don't know once. I don't buy it. Because we don't say it. We just say, I'm ashamed.
Maybe. It's not someplace, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But
to invoke. It's because the next line. You're preempting the next line. I was standing by the Duchan among my brothers, Kohanim. They tasted the Ozai Klapi Kohen Gadol, and I threw my ears towards Kohen Gadol. Ushmati Mavliya Ben Imas HaKohanim, and I heard him saying it while the Kohanim were going, ay, 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 ay. So that's the president.
So it's the Kohanim singing one?
Yeah.
Only Kohen Gadol
would say the name. But Shari Anim Sakod, and once upon a time the name was given to everybody. Now here the Shari Torah itself proves two things. First of all, he proves that in the kudos we have under the Shem Havai in our Siddur, they're nothing. Because otherwise, we would know what the Shem Hashem is. We wouldn't say we lost it, right? So obviously those kudos are just a shame from the, we mentioned this in the morning shir. The kudos from the Shem Atmos, the Kamat, the Pasach, the Cholam, the Kamatz. They took the Pasach, Cholam, Kamatz from the Shem Anus, they put it under the Havayah.
Right?
So that's the way it was pronounced. Furthermore, he says, obviously Chazal didn't have Nekudos. And the Nekudos, why they have to give over the Shem Hashem verbally? Let them just write it down, right? So obviously they didn't have Nekudos. Okay, so Rishon and Nimsa called the Mishrab or Putzim Loi went to Lar Putzim Loi Nimsa the Kshirin only gave the Kshirin. Shmuel Avar, Shmuel was once passing. Shama Parsi heard a Persian, which I guess is a Babylonian. The Kali Brebe kissed his son with the Shem Hashem. Do not do this. Umis the son died. Omri said, Ozal Guvra. He had two deficits. One is that his strength went away. In other words, his son died. Man, the Shema Shema. Besides, I heard the Shema Shem, so now I know how to pronounce it. Rabbi Nuni Bar Susi, Salik Avir Chanin Tzipori. Rabbi Nuni Bar Susi came to Chanin Tzipori. Arme said, Isa Vana Masar Lo, Masar Yaseh Lo. So he told Rabbi Nuni, said, Rabbi Nuni, come and I'll tell you how to say the Shema Shem. Arle Breit Chosei Ka Arso. So Rabbi Chanin put his son under the bed to hear also. Atash, the son sneezed. Rishama Kale and Rabbi Yune heard the word, the sneeze. Amar said, Matu the Higgin Gabechum Ramoyu. What you guys are such tricksters. Ramoyim, Azal, go away, lo loch, lo lay. You ain't getting it, and you ain't getting it too. Chad Asik Tzvor, now normally they mean that the Asik is taken to be the doctor. But the Gun Ephraim says an amazing thing. He says, Chad Isi. One of the Essenes. The Essenes, remember the Dead Sea Scroll group? Yeah. So he says that these guys kept the Shem Hashem. So he said there was one of them left at the time of the Amoroi. Omar, the Pilos Ben Chama, come, he said, the Pilos Ben Chama, Isa Vanar Masulah, come and I'll tell it to you. So the Pilos Ben Chama said, amazing thing. Omar, the Lason of Yochil. I can't. Omar Lama, so the Essenes said, why? Meaning, I get other people's gifts. And anybody's cousin, Shem Hashem, he can't live being kolo. Because it's such a chil Hashem. To take money from other people that he can't take money and still live in Shem Hashem. Okay? That's no longer in Shem Hashem, because of course now we also know the Kohen. Okay. Bo Mizr Chazor. The Kohen Gadol came from the side of the Zohar. The Tzofen on the north side of the Mizbeach. Askami, we know the Sisson Kohen Gadol is right, the Rosh Beisov is and the Rosh Beisov is left. Shem Shnei Tzirim, there were two goats there. Man, there was a lot box there. And there were two lots of Eskerora, are you? This precious wood. But some men got much, some men got made him of gold, for you must, you know, so it's fine when they praise him for it. Ben Kothin also, Shneem also, Dad Lakiri made 12 spigots for the Kiyo, Shlo Yubel Shlaim, only two. After all, some Mukhli Kiyo also made a pulley to put the Kiyo down at night, Shlo Yumayim on some believe that it's worse shall be compulsive by staying overnight above ground. Munbaz Amelech also, Kola Yodos, Akilim Shoki Purim Shozov. He made all the hands of all the kelim used to use on Kippur of gold. Eleni Imo, Eleni's mother, Asani Bresh, shows up. She made a golden chandelier. How peaceful shall hey ho.
Mention, remember that she was the first Hungarian? Okay.
I feel as the tablet shows up. She also made a golden tablet. She partially cited the Tzuvalam, which was written in the partial site. Nikonor Nasu Nisim Yudal Soysav. Nikonor miracles befell his doors. The Maskinus of Shvachni was mentioned for praise. Ezus Fona Shakir Mizbeach Shushu Koshim Shchidus Kochim Kochim. We just had this a few minutes ago. Mikir Shem Mizbeach Tzvoni from the north side of Mizbeach. Garash. Garash is like Garcin on Shah. And it's like Vechule Ayin Shah. Because we just had an Omer Aleph. So, I mean, look there. Right? That's how the sofer used to write that. Behil Chasai Lisa in the upper halacha, meaning the previous halacha, like the halacha was the time where he had it. And Behil Shem is Be'al Tzai Va'akosa Azor Mizrachi. For the whole Brisa was quoted there from up till the point where it says the wall of the northern Mizbeach up till the eastern wall of the Azor. It's shorthand for telling us Ayin Shah. Chamisha dvarim I askam misham mishpat is the cause of askam would do. First of all, askam raimer lo the askam would tell me she koyin goes like be yemechle. Tell him lift up with your right hand. Secondly, the askam would be being mean on his right hand. Rosh pesam is small, and the rosh pesam would be on his left hand. Thirdly, any for this is those are Yom Kippur things. Thirdly, any faskan the skan would wave flags in order when the Kohanim would start pouring the nisuch yain on the mizbech by regular carbon, any carbon, not just Yom Kippur, in order that the Levim should know to start singing. Fourthly, achas haskan b'yamino ve'aleu. The skan held the right hand of the Kohen Gadol in order to propel him up the ramp. I don't think it's necessarily Yom Kippur again. Fifthly, loy a Kohen Gadol mismalil is Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol will never become a Kohen Gadol, a true Nasa skan, unless he was a skan, the system Kohen Gadol first. That was the preparation school for becoming a Kohen Gadol. Okay, I can't go no more because that's as far as I prepare.